Hello and welcome to the Swallowfield Show.
Made by Swallowfield, for Swallowfield.
This episode is very special because it is our Christmas episode. And to start off, I have a Christmas question for you, Isla. What is your favourite Christmas tradition?
On Boxing Day, all my family go round to my grandma's house and we have a big party.
Oh wow, that sounds amazing.
What about you?
I'd say kind of the same, but I go for a big lunch buffet at my nanny's house, which is really fun, so I like that.
Yeah. Let's hear some Christmas traditions from teachers.
So, Mrs. Rand, what's your favourite Christmas tradition?
I think I have to say that my favourite thing to do with my family is to go to the pantomime. We go every year just before Christmas and it just puts us in that festive spirit and it's a good time to all laugh together and spend Christmas time together.
So, Mrs. Haler, what's your favourite Christmas tradition?
I think my favourite Christmas tradition is going for a family walk up the woods on Christmas Day morning before getting back home ready for dinner and festivities.
I really like switching on the Christmas lights on my street so our whole street gets together and we light the street up and it's very, very nice.
So my favourite tradition actually starts on the 5th of November, which is my wedding anniversary, which is the first day that we start watching Christmas films. And then we try and watch them nearly every single day up until Christmas Day.
My favourite Christmas tradition is watching Arthur Christmas on Christmas Eve with all the family, like loads of popcorn and sweets, and then doing like the Christmas Eve box. Every year, Arthur Christmas is the best one.
Wow, those were some amazing Christmas traditions. Now, listeners, think about what your favourite Christmas tradition is.
If you don't have one, you might have wanted one. Think about what it could be. Right, now on to the next part of the show.
Welcome to the next part. This part is I went Christmas shopping and bought game.
The way you play is somebody says, today I went Christmas shopping and I bought and then a chosen item of their own. The next person says the same exact same thing as the recent person, but they add their own item and so on.
So who wants to start?
It's between me and Amy.
Oh, do you want to go or should I go? Because I can start.
Okay.
I went to the Christmas shops and I bought a Christmas tree.
I went to the Christmas shops and bought a Christmas tree and a turkey with three legs.
Today I went Christmas shopping and I bought a Christmas tree and a turkey with three legs and tinsel.
I went Christmas shopping and I bought a Christmas tree, a turkey with three legs, tinsel, and a popsicle stick that looks like a gingerbread man. Or a lolly stick, I'm not American.
I went to the Christmas shops and I bought a Christmas tree, turkey with three legs, tinsel, and a lolly stick that looks like a gingerbread man, and set of baubles.
Okay, I'll try this. I went Christmas shopping and bought a Christmas tree, a turkey with three legs, tinsel, a popsicle stick what looks like a gingerbread man, a set of baubles, and how about we do a teddy bear what looks like Santa?
Today I went Christmas shopping and I bought a Christmas tree, a turkey with three legs, tinsel, a popsicle stick that looks like a gingerbread man, a set of baubles and a teddy bear that looks like Santa and an elf on the shelf.
I went to the Christmas shops and bought a Christmas tree, a turkey with three legs, tinsel, a popsicle stick that looks like a gingerbread man, a set of baubles, a teddy bear that looks like Santa, an elf on the shelf, and a Christmas-themed Stanley Cup with a Christmas tree.
I went to the Christmas-themed shops and I bought a Christmas tree, a turkey with three legs, tinsel, a gingerbread lolly stick thingy, a set of baubles.
Can't accept that, sorry. Sorry, Amy. Next one.
Okay, I went to the Christmas shops and bought a Christmas tree, a turkey with three legs, tinsel, a popsicle stick that looks like a gingerbread man, a set of baubles, a teddy bear that looks like Santa,
Sorry, Alex. Who's next?
Today I went Christmas shopping and I bought a Christmas tree, a turkey with three legs, some tinsel, a gingerbread man popsicle stick, a set of baubles, a Santa plushie, and...
Santa plushie is not accepted. It's a teddy bear that looked like Santa. Cameron, we have a winner. Give Cameron a round of applause. Well done.
Okay, welcome to the Christmas movie ranking. So I'm going to give you guys, Isla, Amy and Harrison, five Christmas movies. And you are going to have to put them in order. And you're only going to have 120 seconds. How many minutes is 120 seconds, Harrison?
Two.
2 minutes. You can have 2 minutes to do it. Okay, so you've got The Grinch, the live action one. The Grinch, the cartoon one. Arthur Christmas, That Christmas, Love Actually, and Santa Claus. Your 2 minutes, before I start the timer, you're going to have to really talk to each other and see if you can convince each other. So you're going to have to convince each other to go number one, number one, number one. Okay?
Yeah.
Your 2 minutes starts now.
Okay, so...
I think we should put The Grinch at the start because I think we all like that.
Yeah, it is the one that all of us, I think...
It's a classic.
Know. Yeah, like, all of us know and like that one.
It can get a bit, like, boring.
Yeah, if you watch it too many times.
Okay, so maybe...
The time is ticking!
Like, for everyone, if we were recommending it.
Like, maybe we put it at second.
Yeah,
second. Surely one that you can't get bored of.
Yeah. Okay, so The Grinch in second. What other things could we...
Love Actually third, because like it's a really good one to watch. Like for a girl, I like watching it with like my mum.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
All together, just like snuggled up on the sofa.
Okay, yeah. I think that's great for the third. Harrison, what do you think?
I personally never watched Love Actually, but I've heard about it.
Oh my gosh, you should watch it.
I know. My mum always wears a jumper of like a guy holding up signs.
Oh, I know what scene you're talking about. That Christmas is a good one.
Yeah, other people will probably like that. So, maybe fourth?
Elf.
Elf.
Yes, the greatest.
Elf has been added.
Yeah.
So it's be Elf has been added, right?
I think that might go number one.
You want 60 seconds.
Like, I can't get bored of that one. It's so funny.
Elf, Grinch.
What's your favourite bit of the Elf?
When he runs around in circles on the spinny thingy.
Or when he starts eating the chewing gum.
Yeah.
I love the chewing gum. The Jack in the Box scene when he's got a Jack in the Box.
Oh,
And the big burp.
Yes. All right, so you have to write them down. You literally have to rank them.
All right.
Quick.
Number one.
No, just put a number next to the already written.
One, two, three.
And then what's this one again?
I haven't.
This is the live action Grinch. That Christmas. Four.
Because I do that one.
Yeah, and I think
like,
that one.
Yeah.
A lot of people will like that one.
Yeah. Like, it's good for all ages.
Yeah.
After Christmas and Santa Claus.
I've
I haven't actually watched
any of them.
I haven't watched Santa Claus.
I've watched After Christmas.
I think you need to leave, Harrison.
That's a five.
Five. And then I'm putting that one at six.
Okay, and then Jim Carrey one, whatever.
Jim Carrey is number two, because it's the Grinch. Jim Carrey plays the Grinch.
Oh my god. Okay.
Jim Carrey Grant there. All right. Are you saying number one is Elf? Number two is the Grinch, Jim Carrey. Three, Love Actually.
Yeah, I like Love Actually.
I think most of Swallowfield, apart from maybe the grown ups, would disagree with you there. Four, That Christmas. Five, Arthur Christmas. Arthur Christmas is the best Christmas movie of all of them. And then six, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, really, really well done.
Is the timer finished?
Yeah.
Leave that in there. That was by the edit. Well done, guys.
Hello, and now we are doing some Christmas crackers. Now, both of us have come up with one joke each, and we're going to tell them to each other, and you can laugh and join along too. So, Alec, do you want to tell your joke first? Okay, go.
Why did the elves not go to school?
Why?
Because they already know the alphabet.
That's funny. Okay, now, my one, we're going to... how much does Santa's sleigh cost?
I don't know.
Nothing. It was on the house.
No one? Okay.
Alec, do you have one more? Okay, so can I tell one more? All right, so this is one. So what do you get when you eat too much Christmas decorations? Do you know? Tinselitis. So bye-bye, we got to go.
Bye-bye.
Woo! Okay, well that is all we have time for today.
But wait, we've still time to do one more thing. A Christmas themed trivia. Ready? We're going to do some facts.
Alright, shall I start?
Yeah.
Okay, did you know the first ever Christmas tree wasn't a tree at all? It was made of dyed grease feathers and came from Germany.
I never knew that. I always thought it was going to be like a tiny fir tree or something. It's actually really good. Now for my one. Did you know the amount of wrapping paper used in the UK alone each Christmas is enough to cover the island of Guernsey?
Wow.
That's a lot of wrapping paper.
That is a lot of wrapping paper.
Thank you for listening.
And Merry Christmas.